Where do I start? Okay, so, man, I hate to say it like this, but I owe so much money to so many people that it doesn't even feel like when I was growing up, I was always trained on the idea that like the bad stuff that happens to you in your life is actually kind of like it's supposed to humble you, right? Which, I actually used to believe that crap, and it's like, no, that's crap. It's like, no. There's no like I'm convinced now that there's no such thing as humbling, and it's just like all it is just like it really does kind of feel like every single life lesson I was taught was just something to sort of justify whatever force was giving me crap to like never feel like the bad guy for giving me crap. You know what I mean? Like that's what it feels. It doesn't feel like nothing feels I don't want to say real, but nothing feels like it's like when you're growing up black kind of means that you sort of have to kind of be okay with the crap that you go through. And I realize now that it's not worth being okay with. Like this stuff sucks. Like bad stuff sucks. There is no hidden message. There is no silver lining. There is no push towards trying to motivate it into a better. There's no this thing that we're supposed to be trained on that's supposed to sort of benefit us in some fashion. It kind of didn't, and it really does kind of feel like there was this push. Is like whoever manifest like I say, you look into the history of black people, what I'm saying? We had a whole different Bible like put in for slaves that was supposed to just so like make what like white people look awesome or something. And it was just like a lot of it's just a lot of weirdness that we were just supposed to be okay with. And like it's like every it feels like every time I come across the idea that this stuff sucks. It just feels like I don't want to sound like I don't want to have an ego about it, but I do feel smarter, like being able to just say, no, this stuff is just kind of not great. This stuff is just isn't fun. It's not good. It's not decent. It's not my. It's like I was trained on the idea that you're supposed to be like hyper obsessed with money, right? Like that was a thing. That was a thing that you were supposed to. That was a thing that you were supposed to do. You're supposed to be like wildly hyper obsessed with money. And because like money is power, money is security, money is this awesome thing. And then it's like and then like I found myself like being in debt, and I found myself owing all this money to people and all this other stuff. And it's like, no, money is a tool of oppression. You know what I mean? Money is like now, and because like money at the end of the day is a tool. You know what I'm saying? It's a tool to measure, is a tool to sort of give something value, right? And that's all it is. But it's like if somebody doesn't want you to have something, they could just say you're not worthy of having it. And what's the best way to say you're not worthy of having it besides, oh, you don't have enough money to afford this.
You can't afford this right now. You're not worthy. And that's something that just sort of really stressed me out. And it's like now that I'm starting to see that money is capable of being a tool used to like sort of maintain oppression, if not like maintain like poverty and stuff like that. Like the more it's like I said, I just feel smarter knowing that this stuff is like, knowing that like I can look at this stuff and be like, no, this is what it is. This right here, this is what it is right here. Like it just doesn't, because it doesn't feel like the stuff that I'm saying, it just like, it's easy to shrug off when you're kind of like, when you're so used to bad stuff happening and you're so used to messed up stuff going on, you're gonna look at it like a lot of messed up stuff and be like, oh well, it's just, them's the breaks, right? And I'm just sitting here like, no, them's not the breaks. This is bad. Like nothing is good about this thing that we are this thing is not a good thing,
And it, like I said, it's uplifting to know that, like, it's uplifting to know that I'm not crazy. It's uplifting that I can look at this sort of stuff and just be like, I know that this is bad. Because, like, I used to always say, you know, like, white supremacy is one of those things. I used to always say white supremacy is one of those things that, you know, white supremacy should be banned. And white supremacists, you know, will be come up to me and be like, well, like, you know, why would you want to say that? Why would you want to just ban white people for it? And I'm just like, that's not what I'm saying. And it, like, for a while, I thought I was going crazy because it was like, that would be the response. And it's like, no, that's not. It's like, I'm not saying to ban white people. I would never say to ban white people. That doesn't make any sense. Because not every white person is a white supremacist. And I just realized, like, how smart. It's like, and then it's like, one dude was like, man, you get rid of white supremacy, you get rid of half of America. And I'm like, which half? You know what I mean? Because these idiots don't know what they're saying. Like, they're just basically telling on themselves, which I just think is great, by the way. It's like, going, it's so awesome just to, like, get white supremacists to just sort of out themselves and just say, actually, weird that, like, you know, like, first off, rule number one, it's racist to assume that, like, every white person in America is a white supremacist just because the word white is in the words white supremacist. You know what I mean? I just think it's like, that's a very racist approach to, like, what is going on and what is happening. You know what I mean? Because as I said before, and I will say multiple times, white supremacy is an ideology. It's a belief system where, like, you believe that white people are at the top of, like, you believe that, you think of society as a pyramid, and you are convinced that, like, at the top of the pyramid is white people, and at the bottom of the pyramid is literally everybody else, and in the middle of the pyramid also white people. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so that was just kind of like the thing that just sort of like messed me up a little bit. Man. But yeah, so it's just kind of like, it's kind of annoying. It's a little frustrating because, like, yeah, man, like I said, you know, if you believe that, like, humanity is a tower and that white people are at the top of the tower and everybody else is at the bottom of the tower and everybody somehow managed to, and everybody, like, you know, everybody should be treated as less than because they are less than white people, like, if you believe that, it doesn't matter what skin color you have, if you believe that, you're a white supremacist. And a lot of people just genuinely, a lot of racists that I encounter just can't seem to understand that because they're just too busy being triggered off of the word white. When I say white supremacy is bad, it's like, I say white supremacy is bad, they say, why you hate white people so much? And it's like, I don't hate white people. What are you talking about? As you got to that discussion today, actually, it's pretty stupidly hilarious. So in my spare time, I make little short videos now. I just sort of like keep myself, like, one. I realize now that while I can't edit, I'm going to at least try to just get the hang of editing and get the hang of, you know, like, making things and creating stuff and stuff like that. So the goal is to just sort of like try to, like, whenever I get an idea, I'm going to try to, like, start actually making, I'm sorry. Yeah. If I sound distant, it's because I'm taking off my work clothes when I'm also doing this. Sorry to put the image in your head of me in my boxers, but, you know, like I just got off work and it's late and I'm trying my best to just sort of, like, do this episode. Like, I close on Sunday now. It used to be that, like, back in my old job, I would, you know, work early in the day and go home.
work early in the day, go home. The rest of it, I had the rest of the day to myself. I would like, you know, I would be back at home at like 5. I would be back at home at 5, and it would just be, you know, time enough. I would have time all the time. No, what? Wait, hold on. No, I think I was off work on Sunday back at, you know, back at the old job. Was I off work? Or did I? Shoot. No, wait. Was I? Oh, wait. Yeah, I was off Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I remember now. Yeah, I was off Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. No, I was off Monday and Tuesday. And I want to say they would give me, no. Man, I really forgot that old job just that quick. No, I worked Sunday. I used to work every Sunday. Because my homie would work there too. I wonder how he's just doing. I used to get off work and I used to just like, I had the rest of the day to myself. So I would always like do episode and like then, but you know, clearly this job is different. I would get off, like I said, I close over there now. But like, you know, like work closes a little early. So it will close at like 7. And I would be back at the house at 8. It's dark right now. So that's why I'm yawning. That was a long explanation, but it was just, it just sort of gave me an idea of how things are going right now. By the way, man, working in retail is like the most stressful job ever. It's not even that it's stressful. It's just like, it's very, today I had a chance to, like, when I worked in retail initially, I was the guy who didn't have to interact with the customers. You know what I mean? I didn't have to interact. I didn't have to talk to anybody. I didn't have to, the word is service, the consumer, so to speak. But, like, now I kind of have to. You know, that's my job now. I'm a retail associate, which means I have to actually, talk to the customers, like, personally and stuff like that. And because this is Texas, we do get a lot of like Spanish speakers who basically look at me and here I am, this black dude with the mask on. And you know, I'm pretty convinced that like, you know, it's like they can barely hear me because of the loud music that's going to play in at work. Yeah, there is music. And also I have a mask covering my mouth, so they probably can't understand what I'm saying, but they try anyway, and it's actually kind of sweet to, I try to talk to them in Spanish, and they're very welcoming, they're very kind about it, you know what I'm saying, it's actually a very sweet thing, so, you know, like, they're very nice, or I'll say it like this, they're very nice to me when I try to speak Spanish, and that's reassuring, because it's like, it helps me realize maybe my Spanish isn't that terrible, and, you know, I don't have to feel ashamed about it. It made me remember why I don't like working in a retail though, because, you know, like today specifically, like there'll be like, okay, today we close at 7. So it's very easy to forget that, you know, hey, this place closes at 7, but you have people who pop up at like 6:55 or like 6:53. It just be like, I'm only going to be a minute. You're never going to be just a minute. Nobody who has ever said, I'm going to be just a minute has ever really been just a minute before. And I'm not even talking about semantically. I'm not even talking about literally. I'm talking about just like in general. Nobody who has ever said it was going to take a short amount of time to do something. I'm not going to say nobody, but there's only like a few instances where somebody who said that they were going to take a short amount of time to do something that would actually like take a short amount of time. Especially when it comes to shopping, I'll tell you, man, like these people came up in there. They was just like, it's like it's empty in there. They see us closing and they're still just up in there, just like still looking at shoes and everything. Like, why y'all? It's like the thing that kind of annoys me about, like, you know, like I said, at least with me, because I know how I shop personally, I'm going into a store and I'm not trying to be there for longer than 10 minutes. Like I'm going in there with a purpose. I'm going in there knowing what I'm going to get and trying to get up out of there as quickly as possible. Cause I don't like being outside. I don't like being around people. No offense to people. Like, I realize now, it's not that I hate people as much as I'm just always in a rush to go back home. You know what I mean? I realize now I don't hate people. Like, I worked here long enough that I can actually say that I can interact with people, and I can interact actually quite jovially. Like, I made friends with like two strangers today. One was named Nessa and another one's named Destiny. Really sweet people. You know, Nessa came in from Chicago. She was visiting family. She was looking for, you know, she wasn't even like shopping. She was, her parents were shopping, and, you know, she was just along for the ride. Destiny was there shopping for her family. Her, you know, her and her husband just decided, you know what, while we're here, we may as well go, you know, get some gear. It's, you know, like the seasons are changing and so should we, you know what I mean? Cute baby, by the way. So it was like, you know, it was just really nice people. I realize now I don't hate people as much as I really just don't like being out of the house. And I want to say I kind of know where that came from. Now, like when I was young, when I was, you know, growing up, you know, like I was a TV kid. You know, I'm that kind of kid who you could put in front of a screen and I'll just be in front of that screen like all day. Like, that's who I am now. So it's like, I know now that that's kind of what I know now that that's kind of what I am. I'm a screen person. I'm a screen watcher. And like, you know, and I would rather be at home staring at a screen for hours than being around, like just being away from the screen. You know what I mean? And that's kind of one of the big reasons why I'm so hopped up on my cell phone nowadays. Shoot, I'd just be, you know, I would rather just be in that situation. It's like, you know, it's not that it makes me feel safe. It's just, it's like the only power that I have on this planet. You know what I mean? Where I could just press a button and something happens. You know, like in my life, I don't have a lot of power. I don't have a lot of authority. I can't do as much as I like. But it's like when I'm in the screen and I move, it's like I put my hand on the screen and I scroll up and things go up. I scroll down, things go down. Scroll left, same thing. Scroll right, same thing. It's a little bit of power and authority that I actually have. It's like, it's not like I'm just aching for power and authority as much as it's just simply, I don't like, it's like I felt powerless for so long that the little bit of power I do get in life, I truly appreciate. And for me, that power is, you know, with the screen. I press a button, something happens. You know what I mean? And that feels good. Like, I press a button, something happens with no consequence. You know what I mean? Like nothing happens to me. I'm not going to get punished for changing the channel on the TV. I'm not going to get punished for typing in some words on a computer. I'm not going to get punished. I mean, well, okay. I'm not going to say I'm not going to get punished for typing in some words on a computer, but the idea is that nothing really bad is going to happen to me from the little bit of stuff that I am, that I can do on my own volition with my own version of control. If I want to read a comic book, I can. If I want to watch a TV show, I can. If I want to create another thing and put it online, I can. You know what I mean? So, and I can't do that when I'm outside in the wild, interacting with people and doing everything else on the planet. So, you know, it's like, it's not that I don't like people as much as I don't like using the words getting bored, but I get bored. It's like, man, I can't wait to go back home and read this comic. I can't wait to go back home, read this book. I can't wait to go back home and, you know, do stuff that I can do because I want to do them, than being out here doing stuff that I have to do that I don't want to do. I know another lengthy response and another lengthy thing, but just bear with me. It's getting somewhere. In any case, though, you know, but it's like, you know, I do know that I was at work, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to interact with people, you know, like I realize now that, like, you know, I kind of do enjoy, like, you know, I do enjoy, you know, just being at home. It's like, this is probably the first time in my life I've ever actually had my own place on my own, just me. And there's a sinking feeling that I have that, like, you know, here I am with this job and, you know, I'm trying my best to get another job. I'm trying my best to sort of get myself on track financially. And it just, like, there's a sinking feeling that is like, with everything that I'm doing to try to keep things afloat, it really just feels, you know, like paying rent is stressful. You know what I mean? Like paying bills is stressful, especially because like bills is like, my whole thing is that like, if we're going to pay bills, if we're going to pay anything, everything needs to be income based. Why am I paying this copious amount of money on a monthly basis that I most likely won't be able to earn, just to survive? You know what I'm saying? I just think that's kind of dumb. It's like, if I'm getting paid, like, you know, if I'm getting paid $7 an hour, $7.25 an hour, which is still very possible, by the way, is like, if I'm getting paid $7.25 an hour, then, you know, you do the math. I'm about to do the math right now. Hold on. $7.25. Let's just say I'm working part-time. So I'm working part-time. So we're going to say $7.25 times 35 hours a week. That's 1 hour. That's 1 week. That's $253 1 week. I'm doubling that. So this is 2 weeks. $507.05. $507.05. That's without tax. Okay? That's 2 weeks. So I'm going to add another 2 weeks because that's a month. So I'll do the math later. The fact of the matter is that like, if I'm getting paid like $7.25 an hour and I'm working part-time, I'll say 60. It's $435, 60 hours, $7.25. And that's without taxes. That's without taxes being taken away. I'm going to multiply that by two because that's a month. It's $870, monthly basis. $870. You know what else costs $870? Not even rent in some places. Car insurance, rent, car note, college tuition, health insurance, and that's not even including children, utilities, gas, food. I don't know where I was going with this podcast, man. I'm just stressed out. I hope Trump loses. I don't care. Like, I hope he loses. Cause that's at least the one good thing that can happen this year. Oh, so you want Biden to win? I don't want anybody to win. I don't care about winning, bro. I just want Trump to lose. That's the point. I just want Trump and the Republicans to lose. If people decide to vote in, I don't know, Eddie Winslow or something, you know, now I'm fine with that because at least he's not Trump, you know? So I'm tired of oppression, man. I'm tired of oppression. I'm tired of living in a nation that wants me dead and working like 23 hours a week just to fill rich people's pockets. I'm tired of it. I want things to improve. I want things to get better. I'm tired of things that we need in society. We have to pay for, and it's obnoxiously expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to learn about two things in history. Like, first off, history is very important because it tells us a story about what happened back then. But also, it tells us a story of what we could possibly do to prevent it from happening again. We need to learn about the Red Scare, and we need to learn about the French Revolution, because the French Revolution is kind of what created America in the first place, or rather, attention that the French Revolution got kind of motivated a little bit America. We should be talking about that more. To at least some degree. Oh, that was a big yawn. I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. Y'all be easy. Love and peace. I'm out.